beyond rotten apples and broken windows. The massive demonstrations rocking U.S. cities from coast to coast are loud and visible reflections of the deep anger and antipathy rising up against the long and bloody train of police terrorism. If you have read my writings or listened to my commentaries, you know that I describe police violence as what it is, terrorism, not brutality. For the aim of all police violence is to instill terror in black populations, just as was the aim of white terrorists of the past, like the Ku Klux Klan, which lynched black men, women, and yes, children. And although these protests by young people across the country are remarkable, we must remember that cop violence against African-American communities ain't a new thing. It was December 4th, 1969, 45 years ago, when cops raided the Monroe Street apartment building of young Black Panthers, including Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton of Chicago, Illinois. There, police, armed with submachine guns, shot Captain Mark Clark of Peoria, Illinois, and Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton as he slept in his bed next to his pregnant wife. Both Mark and Fred were killed. At least 7 other Panthers were wounded by police gunfire as they laid in their beds. Not a single cop was ever charged with these murders or the aggravated assaults on members of the Black Panther Party. Next spring marks the 30th anniversary of the MOVE bombing, where cops dropped bombs from a helicopter and killed 11 men, women, and children, members and relatives of the black naturalist group MOVE. 11 people burned and or shot to death, and 2 city blocks in Philadelphia turned to red bricks and ashes. And again, not a single cop ever even charged with anything. Only MOVE member Ramona Africa would ever go to jail, prison I should say, for riot for 7 years. The movement protesting police terrorism is a remarkable thing, but it didn't begin yesterday. Police terrorism is decades long, and it ain't about rotten apples or broken windows. It's about blocking a popular freedom movement and protecting a system of repression. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.